Hello, welcome to Uncluttered, the podcast that discusses the connection between faith and organizing. Our focus is not just how to be organized, but why it's important from a biblical standpoint that we leave the clutter and the chaos in our life behind. My name is Angie Heitch. I'm an author and a certified professional organizer living in East Tennessee.
And I'm Leanna George, a former professional organizer and an author living in Houston, Texas. Are you ready to unclutter your heart and your home so you can focus on what matters most? If so, let's dive in. All right. So if you are a faithful listener, or even if you're not, that's okay. You might notice that we are a little bit behind, a week behind than when we normally come on. And we had some technical difficulties, but that's okay. No problems. Who hasn't faced technical difficulties, right? But like we always say, you have to be flexible on the organizing journey, or in our case, the organizing podcast journey.
That's right. Yes. And so since it's been a little bit longer since our last episode, it's been a while. So the last episode, we discussed the seven deadly sins of organizing. If you haven't had a chance to listen to that one, we hope you will soon. And if you have listened, then you might be feeling, like a little bad about talking about sin when it comes to getting organized. So we want to deal with that right off the bat.
Yeah. Yeah, that's something we never want to make you feel bad about your organizing. We really try to encourage you to have grace with yourself and know that this is a judgment-free zone. But to help you out a little bit, today we thought we'd do a 180, or is it 360? I can never get those right. But anyway, we're going to do some positive talk as it relates to bringing order to your lives.
Yes, it's so important. And Leanna and I have been very upfront about how we struggle with negative self-thinking and how it can be so detrimental to our lives. I know a couple of things that have been issues for me, something called imposter syndrome. If you haven't heard of it, it's where you tend to just doubt yourself regardless of your skills or your training, and just Satan just really likes to use that to just really do a number on us, you know, to be able to say like, well, who do you think you are? Why do you think you could write a book about organizing or podcast or work with clients? You don't know anything, or people don't really care about you. You don't have any friends. And, and then you just have to back up and say, gosh, that is just not true. So our negative thoughts can really hamper us. And so we want to make sure that you have the right mindset in your efforts to be organized. So we're going to be talking very positive phrases. We're calling them organizing affirmations. They are positive phrases that have a goal, a truth, or a resolution. These are things that are going to be so helpful for you to keep close by when your mind starts going down that negative road.
That's right. And it's so easy for our minds to do that, right? Go down that dark trail. I mean, you know, probably this morning already, I probably had some negative talk to myself, you know, like, you know, why are you such a failure in this? Or, you know, you'll never be good at that. Or you'll never be, you know, as good as such and such. I mean, you know, and it hits you and you don't even realize it. But a Bible verse that has really helped me and is part of a proverb, and it's Proverbs 3:27. Now, this verse is a warning about accepting hospitality from someone who is only looking to manipulate a guest. But the first part of the verse is so powerful, and one that we should take to heart. And so it's going to be our main scripture for this episode. And that is, as a man thinks, so he is. So true. Because whether we realize it or not, we act out of our beliefs, right? Whatever we believe, that's how we act. And so, you know, if Angie or I have this imposter syndrome about writing, then we feel like we're imposters. We're not really capable. We're not really able. We really shouldn't be. We're not as good as. Then odds are, if we're thinking that way, then we are not going to write because we don't believe that we can. But if we're thinking, I am a writer, I have written a book, I can do this, then you know what? It's more likely I'll sit down and do it. So it's really important that whatever we're thinking, you know, it comes out of us. And so we need to we need to do that. And so we know firsthand from working with clients that most people who struggle with disorganization also struggle with negative self-talk.
Absolutely. And we've heard them all. People say, I'm not disciplined enough to be organized, or I'm not gifted in that area. Well, I've tried, but I failed. So I'm a failure. I didn't get those genes. I wasn't taught. It just all those things. The list goes on and on. So today we want to give you some positive statements that will build you up, boost your confidence as you strive towards orderly living. So, Leanna, how about if you get us started?
All right. I will happily do that. So the first affirmation is, I am an organized person in my own way. Now, if you've listened to our podcast, you know, we've talked about trying to find your own way of organizing, because it's not the same for everybody. Not right. Everybody organizes in the same way. And if you listen to our podcast about our husbands, you know that there are people in the same household that do not organize the same.
Mm-hmm. And right? I don't even organize the same way now as I did earlier in life too. I think we're always evolving.
Oh yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So I think it's really important that you have this belief that you can be organized. It just may not look like such and such, or what you see on Pinterest or different things, but make it yours. And then that way, you know, you're like, oh, okay, that's good. It good works for me. It functions for me. I'm good. I'm organized in this way.
Yep. That's a great one. Yes. All right. So affirmation number two, I am not my stuff. My stuff does not define who I am as a person.
Yeah.
You know, our belongings can sometimes reflect things about us, like our personality. You might see that in what we choose to wear, how we choose to decorate, and that kind of thing. But our stuff does not define who we are. I think so many times we get stuck holding on to things because we think if we let them go, we're losing a piece of ourselves. That is just not true. You know, we've got a lot of identities in our life, but the one that matters the most is that we are a loved child of God. Everything else is secondary. And then the other thing too is that some of the things that we feel like have defined us, they're actually, first of all, they didn't really define us. And secondly, sometimes they're from a long time ago. They're not even part of who we are now, or what God has planned for us from our future. So we've got to separate our identity from our things because they are not connected.
Yeah. And Angie wrote a really good devotional in our devotional book, Uncluttered, Shaping Your Heart and Home for What Matters Most. And if you have not read that, I would highly encourage you, because that Devo, she talks exactly about her glory days and those awards and things that she got in the past and how she connected to them and what that meant when she let go. So I don't want to give it all away, but I highly recommend, which you can get it from Amazon, just to plug here real quick. Or if you have Kindle Unlimited, you can read that for free with your Kindle Unlimited membership. So, but yeah, that's true. I mean, it's very hard, but no matter what we do, we always have to remember our identity is not in what we do or anything like that. It's just as who we are as God's beloved.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So, all right. Well, moving on, because we have a long list of them. There are 16. Of course, we're not going to get into all of them today, but we have a lot and we want to make sure we cover them well. So affirmation number three is, I can let go despite my fears. And that's a really hard one. You know, we've talked so many times about letting go of stuff on this podcast or on our blog or in our book. And, you know, we understand, you know, it is hard to let go, except my daughter tells me I let go of everything. So, you know, she says, you don't keep anything, Mom. But you know, some people have issues different ways, but anyway, you know, you can let go despite being afraid, you know, and I wouldn't even want to try to guess how many Bible verses talk about fear, right? And for us not to be afraid and to trust God, right? You know, one of the things that just jumps out at me was in Exodus, and we've talked about this on another episode, but in Exodus, you know, God gave them the manna, but they were so afraid that mm-hmm. he would not have it the next day for them that they hoarded it. They kept it till it was, you know, longer than they were supposed to. They were supposed to get rid of it by the end of the day, right? So, you know, that's just, I know it's not about letting go, but, you know, that's just one example of that. The people, even God's own chosen people, did that, right? And so it's natural for us to be afraid to let go of things because, like you said, you know, they may be an identity issue for us. They might just be something that somebody gave us. It's a special keepsake. Or we just think, oh, what if I need it again in the future, right? But God tells us he did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and sound mind. And so we just need to try our best that when we're looking at these things, we ask ourselves, why am I afraid to get rid of this? And just say to myself, I can let go. You know, after you list why you're afraid, then tell yourself, but I can let go despite my fears.
I think that is so healthy. That's a great one. A really, really good one. All right. Affirmation number 4, I deserve the peace and joy an uncluttered home and life have to offer. I think this feeling like we don't deserve an organized home or that peace and joy, I think is especially prevalent for people that struggle with negative thoughts, which is just about everybody that I've come in contact with. We are so prone to, what's that?
Except Tony Robbins.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I think we're really good at beating ourselves up, getting down on ourselves, just, you know, walking around with our heads hung, drowning in shame and guilt. I'm a failure. You know, and we've got to let that thinking go. It just brings us down. And it's not from God. God doesn't speak to us that way. He really, really longs for us to have peace and joy. He is just standing there offering it to us. He wants that for us. And as God's child, we deserve that. And we can have that.
Yeah, exactly. Right. We can. And he says in his word, you know, I came so you might have life and a life abundant. Mm-hmm. Right. And that, and he's the Prince of Peace. He came to give us that peace and abundant life of joy. So, you know, we can't be thinking that we're not deserving of it, but it's easy for us to go down that path. I'm not going to say that, you know, and I think that that's true. A lot of people don't think they're deserving of it, but you are totally, totally deserving. Mm-hmm. All right. Affirmation number 5, I have enough. Honestly, I have more than enough and don't need as much as I think I do. And so with this affirmation, what it's really talking about is contentment, right? Mm-hmm. It's just talking about being content with what we have and realizing we have enough. And again, probably we have more than enough. I mean, if you look around your house, you probably have so much and you probably are thinking, I don't, I need to hold on to it all because I don't have enough. But you know, I can promise you there will always be people who are way worse off than you. Way worse off than you. And by letting go and saying, I have enough, I'm content, then we can be a blessing to others.
Right. You know, I know that we have some listeners from all over the country and some in other countries as well. But if you are in America, just by virtue of living in America, you are among like the elite of the elite from a financial standpoint. At our church, I know one of the ministers that speaks on a regular basis talks about a lot about scarcity mindset and abundance mm-hmm. mindset. Mm-hmm. And this is such an example of that whole holding on and clinging and I don't have enough and I'm afraid is just so much of a scarcity mindset. And God wants an abundant mindset for us. So a lot of these are related to that mindset of scarcity.
And that is so true. So mm-hmm. Not to bash my daughter, my oldest, but she had a scarcity mindset for a long time. And I think that's because we move so much.
Oh, yeah. I could see that.
Especially living overseas where, you know, we literally had to hunt for American type of food, right? We lived in China. Mm-hmm. We lived in Germany. And so we had to hunt for comforts from home, right? And so she would have this mindset of, I have to hold on to this because I'm not sure when I'll find it again. Mm. And that really created this scarcity mindset. So much so, she bought this big Hershey's chocolate bar. And she refused to eat it. And we were like, Kaylee, eat the chocolate, eat the chocolate. And she wouldn't. And do you know, we had to move out of a house and we left them that chocolate bar as a gift.
Oh, wow.
She would not, she would not eat it. And so, you know, we all mess up our children in some way. So that's how I, we may need to call this parenting confessions or something. I don't know. But anyway, but basically, you know, it's just that it was a silly example, but hopefully it's an example to let people know that, yeah, we do have enough, you know, it's okay. We don't have as much as we don't need as much as we think we do.
And absolutely.
How deeply that will help us.
Yes. Very good. Yes. All right. Affirmation number six of, we're doing eight in this episode. So number six, being organized is a lifestyle choice I choose to make. There is so much power in our choices. They make us who we are. And the choices that have the most power are the ones that we make each and every day. You know, and we can each choose to put in the time and the effort into these consistent actions that produce an organized life. Leanna and I are constantly talking about how much we like James Clear, Atomic Habits book. So fantastic. And one of the biggest points he makes in that is that if you break habits down into the tiniest step, the tiniest action step, and do that consistently, you will see huge returns on that investment. And the same is true with being organized. Those consistent, small, incremental actions, when you prioritize that and choose, yes, I am going to make this lifestyle choice, you're going to have an uncluttered, organized life that leads to all the peace and joy that we're all seeking.
Right. And I think the key here is the two words, lifestyle choice. Mm. Because a lot of times people think being organized is a character trait.
Mm. And it's that's so good. That's so good.
It's not. It's a lifestyle choice. And when you know, a lot of people have a lifestyle choice to live debt free, or a lifestyle choice to work less, or, you know, different kinds of lifestyle choices. And being organized is one of those. Mm-hmm. But you have, just like you have to, you know, live debt free, you have to make choices, right? Am I going to spend the money? Am I not? Or am I going to work more or not? You know, it's just choices you have to do about being organized. And that goes back to what Angie said. Am I going to take the time to do this every single day so that it stays this way? So I think that if you, when you're reading this affirmation, you know, really focus on those two words. It's not a character trait. It's not something some people do. It's a lifestyle choice we have to make for ourselves.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of, this goes into right back into what we were just talking about. Affirmation number seven, I am capable of developing the habits that help me get organized and stay organized. So when I wrote these out, I didn't realize that those two bumped into each other so well, but it's true. You know, an organized lifestyle is made up of small, tiny habits.
Yep.
You know, small, tiny habits that you make and choose to make every single day, about whether it's you're going to put something back, whether you're going to, have certain ways of doing things. But it's, you know, I feel kind of like I didn't realize Angie was going to say the word she said. So I feel like we've kind of beaten the horse here.
Did I steal your Atomic Habits reference?
You did. Thanks for that. And so our podcast is shorter now. Sometimes I think you have to have different ways of saying the same thing because it's going to hit different people different ways.
Yeah, so, it's true. You know, it reminds me of, there's a blog on our website that I wrote called Choose Your Hard. And I was thinking the habit of putting things back when you're done with them, putting them back in your home. Well, that's hard to every time be thinking, okay, I'm finished with this. I need to just go ahead and put it back in its home. That's hard because you got to, get to stop. But then again, if you choose not to do that, I'm just going to put it here for now. Let me just do this here for now. Well, then before you even realize it, your counter is full of stuff that you just set there just for now. And now you've got the hard task of going back and putting all that stuff. So if you choose the hard of those habits that will lead to order, I guarantee you're going to take less time. And you can choose those. And if you have been in a situation where you're not choosing them consistently, you can just choose right now. Okay, that this is it. I'm going to take all those things that I've been hearing this on this podcast for, you know, almost 2 years now. You can totally do this. Yeah. You really can.
And if you aren't sure, well, what are the habits? You know, what are some organizing habits? And I encourage you to go back and listen to episode 1 of season 4, where we talked about the 10 commandments of organizing. Mm-hmm. And those are really just basic habits that you need to be developing.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah.
All right. And we're finally down to number 8 affirmation. Clutter is not my security blanket or my friend. It is a thief who wants to rob me of my peace and joy. That's a little bit of a hard one, because a lot of us have things that we just have such a cleanness with, like, this is my stuff. I don't want to let it go. But the thing is, this is what our clutter does. So John 10:10 in the English Standard Version, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. And of course, that is Jesus speaking there. You know, we have been closing every podcast episode with an uncluttered life and is an abundant life. We always say this, the opposite of what you think, because you think the more stuff, the more abundance, but it's simply not true. Because when your life is filled with the unimportant, whether it's things or tasks and activities on your calendar or stuff in your mind, that is a life that is deplete from joy and peace. I like in Luke 12, Jesus is telling a parable, as he loves to do. And he's talking about this farmer who had this extremely abundant harvest season, and he had so many crops that his barn wouldn't hold them on. So he got this brilliant idea just to destroy the barn and build a bigger one. And then he could totally take it easy, eat, sleep, and be merry. I've got plenty saved up. And that sounds awesome, right? But Jesus said he was a fool, because he knew that you can't trust in your stuff. You cannot hold on to it like a security blanket. It doesn't add value. It robs us. It takes away value.
Absolutely. And I think a lot of people don't realize that their clutter is their security blanket, because we get so comfortable with the clutter, right? That, you know, that what's the word I'm looking for? Taylor Swift sings it in a song. It's not coming to me.
Only before. You are going to know the Taylor Swift reference.
But when we get comfortable, we just get desensitized to the things that it's doing to us, you know, and so we have to be very careful that we just don't live in that comfort. But, you know, none of us really feel comfortable leaving our comfort zones, right? And that's where the devil or the enemy likes to get us. Oh, they're comfortable there. You know, I'm going to make sure that, because when we're comfortable and we're not doing anything about stuff, we're not a threat, right? And so when we start realizing that he is keeping us in this clutter, and he's robbing us of our peace and joy, you know, then when we start making progress, he's going to find ways to make obstacles. And so we just have to be really aware, really conscious. I'm not saying looking for Satan around every corner, but yeah, be really conscious that he's out there, and he doesn't want you being peaceful and happy and productive and helpful. Right? He wants to keep you in your clutter, where you're frantic and harried and, you know, just running and killing yourself. He doesn't want that. That's what he wants, right? So we just have to be cautious and, you know, be persistent about peace, for sure.
Right.
All right. Well, that is just the first 8, folks. It's a big list. It's quite amazing. And we're only halfway through. Okay. But don't worry. We will finish these affirmations in our next episode coming up in 2 weeks, we promise. But until then, we hope you'll start speaking these truths to yourself and letting them seep into your heart and minds.
Yes. And don't worry if you wanted to write them all down, but you were driving and you wanted to be safe. In our next episode, as we go over the second part of the list, we're going to let you know about a link to a resource that we're going to create that has all of these affirmations written down so you can download, you can print, you can put it around your house, and do whatever you need to remember them while you're going about your days, while you're organizing and just tuning into your habits.
Yeah. But in the meantime, before we get to that second episode, if you could share this episode with someone or leave us a review, that would be great. That's how more listeners find us and allow us to reach more people with God's truth.
Yes. And if you're looking for more organizing inspiration, be sure to pick up our book. It's a 28-day devotional, same title as the podcast, Uncluttered, Shaping Your Heart and Home for What Matters Most. And it's full of daily spiritual truth and practical ideas that can help you on your journey. You can find it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You can go to our website, uncluttered.faith. We've also got some blogs on there. We've got sign up for our newsletter, and we got a gift for doing that. So plenty of great resources on there.
Yeah. So until next time, remember, an uncluttered life is an abundant life.